refer them on to most of the problem is that while these rooms exist, they're too expensive for people. Someone who's getting a full rate SUSE grant, their full maintenance is €625. But in some of these new student accommodation blocks being built, you're expected to pay €225 a week, which is amounting to like up to nearly 900 a month. The likelihood is that we'll be seeing a lot of commuting happening, up to 1 hour, 2 hours. We've seen people looking for rooms, putting up ads saying that they won't even be in the house during the day, they won't bring their stuff with them, all they want to do is sleep in a bed or a couch for the night.
In a separate part of Ireland, the same issue is apparent.
My name is Aoife Dunn. I'm from Laois, and I'm hoping to go into first year general art and design in Limerick School of Art and Design. So I have a disability. I have autism and I have a physical disability. I have my place, I have that secured, but I'm really struggling to find accommodation in Limerick. I need it to be kind of close to the college because of my disability. I can't walk very far, and that's proving very difficult. I'm on a wait list for one student village. This was March or April, and I've been kind of emailing them every few weeks asking for updates, and I still do not have a place, and I kind of have no other leads in terms of accommodation.
Aoife says the accommodation crisis means she may not be able to begin her course. For now, she says she faces the prospect of paying over her budget or not going to college.
I was looking on Daft, and there are exactly, as of like 2 days ago, there was two whole properties in all of Limerick, and both of them were over €1,000 a month, which obviously is not very viable for me as a college student. I honestly don't know what I'll do if I don't get accommodation. If I don't get somewhere to live, my only option would be to not go to college next year.
Many of these issues have happened in the past. But for University College Dublin's Student Union President, Molly Greenock, the situation is now out of control.
To say we're at a crisis point is an understatement. We've seen countless students, and it's only increasing day by day, reaching out to the Students' Union in absolute desperation. They've extended themselves far beyond their budget and the means that they have to pay for accommodation, and are still having no luck finding anywhere that's suitable or anywhere at all in some cases. We've seen students, on average, I'd say, are looking at places with around €1,000 budget per month, but they're having trouble finding anywhere. So we've heard stories of students increasing their budget even upwards of 1400, €1500 a month with no luck. It's a very scary time for students, to say the least.
And that was the president of the UCD Students' Union, Molly Greenock, ending that report from Fiacra O'Kyonnie.